こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週開催されたアメリカ科学振興協会の年次総会にて、アリゾナ州立大学の心理学チームが地球外生命体の存在が確認された場合、人類はパニックになったり怖がるよりも陽気なムードに包まれるだろうという研究結果を発表しました。研究は3種類行われ、まず地球外生命体に関する過去の新聞記事のトーン分析、あと2つは合計1000人の被験者への調査で、地球外生命体が発見された時の自分や世界の反応を予測されさせたり、火星からの隕石に微生物の痕跡があったことについての意見などを尋ねました。すると全体的に大半がポジティブな反応で、ワクワクする、興味深いといった声が多く聞かれました。
According to research results presented at the American Association for the Advancement of Science's annual meeting, which was held last week, human beings may actually react quite positively to the discovery of extraterrestrial life, rather than panicking or being afraid. The study involved three types of research.The researchers analyzed the tone of old articles referring to the potential discovery of alien life. Then they conducted a survey of 1,000 people, asking them to predict their own reaction, as well as the worldwide reaction to the discovery of alien life. They also asked things like how they felt about the possible discovery of microbial traces on Mars rock samples. Overall, impressions were positive, with people saying they would be both excited and fascinated about extraterrestrial life.
そう、最近オムアムアの話したじゃん。
Oh, the long visiting rock?
そう、それが実は宇宙船だったらどうするとか、あとは研究室で人工的に人間を作り出せるようになったらどうするとかの質問もしてて、そういうのもだいたい結構ポジティブな、すごいみたいなリアクションだったんだって。嫌だっていうよりは、
マメはどうするの？
ワクワクするよね。
Even if that Oumuamua is Oumuamua、is a alien spaceship, I mean, we kind of it's leaving, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
でもさ、見つけたものにもよるだろうね。その微生物とかだったら、まあみんなが陽気なムードになって終わるけど、なんかガチの口から口が出てくるやつだったらさ、
Well, what's most likely for us to find?
まあ微生物系じゃない？
Is it?
わかんない。
Or is it machines? Alien machines?
ああ、で、スペースシップとかそっち系の？
Think about how many machines we make, and once we're in space, how many of them are just going to be flying around? We may find some extraterrestrials.Typewriter flying through space or whatever. We don't know what it would be, but some kind of artifact, some satellite or something, right? A robot.
そうだね。だから映画 Arrival ってあったじゃん。あれも先に船だもんね。船が来て、これなんだろうっていうところから始まってたけど、だいたい映画だとね、こうパニックになる方がまあ面白いからそういうふうに描かれるけど。
Well, yeah, okay. Well, if the, you know, 80 story high egg, black egg landed, you know, hovered an inch above the south side of the White House lawn, I think we would be fairly nervous about it.
陽気ではいられないかもしれない。Right? しかも White House の横だったら陽気はちょっと無理だよね。
Well, wherever
だから狙ってきてるじゃん、だってもう。
No, it's tamatama. But wherever it is, right?
Yeah.
It depends what it... There's a lot of details that would... I mean, it could be hostile, it could be friendly, it could be inert, we don't know.
あとその、なんだろうっていう時間、デュレーションにもよらない。それが長ければ長いほど怖くなってくると思うし、すぐにさ ET みたいなのが降りてきたら、まあ、まあまあまだ陽気なムードで歓迎できるかもしれないし。
How long do you think it would take to play out? Because in our minds, it plays out in the time frame of about 2 weeks, right? The aliens land, you know, the military tries some stuff that doesn't work.
two weeks.
Governments are sending, yeah, in about 2 weeks, we kind of like, okay, we're fucked. Or, okay, they're going to, you know, give us the, I don't know, some magical device that will tell us the future or something. Or that, what is that, circle language thing? You know, something like that.
Yeah.
Some artifact. But it's mostly resolved between, you know, 2 weeks and a year, right? It's not a 500-year ordeal.
I guess, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. でも District 9みたいにこうすごい長期化してさ、長いもうだから引っ越してきちゃうみたいなことだとちょっと違うよね。いっぱい連れてきちゃったもんみたいな。
But I feel like it just wouldn't take them that long to exert their will. We would either be slaves or, you know, walked into these massive garbage bins. I mean, they would do something to us fairly soon, right?
Yeah. それかさ、どうにかしてコミュニケーションしようとするんだけど、前提が違いすぎて、全然トンチンカンでお互い通じないのがさ、何年も続くとかだったら一番嫌じゃない
well, That's just a continuation of what's been going on Earth.
なんか何しに来たのみたいなさ、お互い頑張ってるけど、もうなんか来た環境が違いすぎちゃってさ、全然噛み合わないみたいな。
I don't think that's likely.
でも分かんないじゃん。
But think
anything is possible.
But when humans make sense...They can be understood by computers, right?
Yeah.
You know, if, and, or, but, then we have fairly formulaic language that can be expressed mathematically and understood by machines. And I think that implies a certain transferability over to extraterrestrial...
と思うじゃん。
っ
ていう感じかもしれないんだよ。
Yeah, right. It could be a mushroom. We could be, you know, I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, そうだよ。
But it's the absolute most likely scenario in my mind is that we somehow contact an extraterrestrial artificial intelligence. Most likely by using our own artificial intelligence. Of all the different alien scenarios, the UFOs, you know, Will Smith, I feel like that's the most likely one. That we build AI and it finds its own kind elsewhere.
Yeah. I want to find them somewhere outside rather than them coming here and then we all get surprised.
Well, I think they will come here.I think, well, their information will come here and their information will be disrupting enough without them coming here. The aliens telling us something is probably enough for us to freak out.
Maybe they're all like hippies and be like, their message is like peace, world peace.
Do you think that they're just these, you know, tall, slender, like animals, these humanoids that like,sneak around in cornfields and stuff. Like, it just seems so ridiculous.
そうだね。次。お年寄りは自分の責任や他者との会話が減り、活動や刺激が少ない環境に置かれると認知機能が低下する速度が早まることが分かっていますが、学会誌フロンティアーズインサイコロジーに掲載されたアムステルダム自由大学の研究で、同様のことが刑務所でも起きているのかを確認する小規模な実験が行われました。実験では37人の男性をモニターし、刑務所に入った最初の週と3ヶ月後にそれぞれテストを受けさせました。すると、たった3ヶ月で自制心と集中力が大幅に悪化していました。チームは、犯罪を犯す人はもともと認知機能的または精神的な問題を抱えている場合があり、社会から隔離して粗末な環境に置いたところで改善するどころかより悪化させている可能性があると指摘しています。チームは今後より大きな規模で研究を進める予定です。
While it has been known that senior people can experience a hastened deterioration of mental faculties as a result of being placed in a low stimulus environment with less personal responsibilities and less interactions with other peopleA paper published in Frontiers of Psychology by researchers at Amsterdam Liberty University, is that correct? suggests that the same may be true of prison inmates. The researchers monitored 37 men during their first week in prison and then 3 months later subjected them to a battery of tests. The tests found that after just 3 months, their sense of self-control as well as their ability to concentrate had diminished. The team points out that these offenders often have cognitive and psychiatric issues prior to being imprisoned, and that isolating them in an impoverished environment could make that worse. The researchers plan to conduct follow-up research on a larger scale.
So, まあ、刑務所によっても環境とか全く違うから、まあ、いろんなとこでやってみないとわからないんだけど、とりあえずこの小規模な実験ではこういう結果が出ましたっていうことで、まあ、結構最近になってやっぱり犯罪を犯した人をこう、まあ、罰するっていう意味ですごいあんまり良くない環境に置いて社会と隔絶したり、まあ、独居房に入れたりとかっていうことが大きい目で見た時に社会のために実際になってるんだろうかっていうテーマは増えてきてるよね。だからその処罰感情的にはざまあ見ろみたいな感じで喜ぶ人もいるのかもしれないけど、うん、実際それが社会にとってプラスになってるかっていうと意外と逆にマイナスになってたりしますよっていう、
mm. I saw some research recently that suggested that people feel more satisfaction from seeing someone be punished than seeing victims be helped、mm. You know, that justice is a powerful motivator for human beings、mm. And I think it makes sense because the people that would tend to a victim are generally the people closest to them that care about them, whereas justice is kind of a society-wide phenomenon where it's like、mm. You know, the more people can judge a person for their nefarious actions, the more、of a deterrent there will be in the future, I think、
mm. そう、なんか最近の研究でもなんか子供でもそういう他者が罰せられてるところを見たがるっていう、mm. ヒューマンネイチャー的なことなんだと思うんだけど、mm. ただそれが実際役に立ってるかっていうので、福岡県が元暴力団員の人を雇った会社には給付金を出すとかそういう試みしてたりして、まあ、日本でもちょっとずつそういう議論はまあ欧米ほどではないけどあるかなっていう感じはあるよね。その、うん、実際じゃあ暴力団に何かの経緯で入っちゃってもう辞めたいで反省して辞めたんだけど、今度はもう働く場所がない、みんなに差別もされるし、雇ってくれる会社がないから結局また戻るしかないとか、うん、そうするとその構成員も減らないから社会にとっても良くないし、辞めたいっていう人にとっても救いの手がないとか、う
ん、Well, I think they're trying to、revise the prison system in the US to some extent now、
うん、
where they're going to have、people in prison、be able to work and they would、うん、encourage them to workAnd、a study, they had done research that found that、one problem with reincorporating these people into society is that they can't make any money while they're in prison. So they get out and they have nothing and then they can't get a job, et cetera. But if they can get some kind of work while they're in prison, even if it's not, you know, minimum wage,、they can make enough money so that when they get out of prison,、they're less likely to feel...desperate and maligned、うん、by society and turn back towards, you know, negative means for、
ね、
getting money.
あとなんかやっぱりホリエモンとかによくいろんな人が犯罪者のくせにとか言うじゃん、
うん、
なんかそういうのを見てるとこうどうしてももう刑期を終えてるからその人は償いはもう終わってる、一応法治国家だからそういうもう終わってるじゃん、なんかもうなんていうの、償いは終わってるから普通の人として扱ってくださいっていうあれなんだけど、特にこうフリエモンみたいに別にこう人殺したとかさそういうわけじゃないから、そういう犯罪であってもやっぱりそういうふうに思っちゃう人がいるっていうのはこう何犯罪を何かしらの理由で犯して出てきた後の救いがない、そうするとやっぱりその人たちがまた社会から阻害されてこう普通の生活を送れなくなっちゃって、でそうなるとそういう人が増えれば増えるほど社会的にも良くないから、
mm.
なんか自分に返ってきちゃうっていうのはあるよね。
It's, I mean, if you're I think society tends to compare, you know, if someone has some kind of criminal record at all, they're going to compare that to someone who has a perfectly clean, squeaky clean, you know, this person is, it's perfect as far as society can tell, generally speaking, right? In reality, if you sit down and talk to these people or you know both of them, you might think, you know, this person is not really a better person than this, you know, they're about the same. But, you know, on a superficial level, it's like this person is a convict and this person has a squeaky clean record.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a little bit naive to think that, you know, there's that big of a difference between those people based on just that superficial aspect.
そうね。しかも前科があるとか一言で言ってもさ、なんていうの、それぞれ理由もあって全然違うわけじゃない。だから。
What do you think about just imprisonment in general? Like what, if what's happening is, you know, you do something bad and then the government puts you in this box, right? And there's minimal interaction with society and other people and let's say your brain degrades. what is it? I mean, you're supposed to sit in there and reflect on what you did and become a different person. And obviously time is a factor for people to change. So the worse something is, they tend to give you more time hoping you'd change. But
なんかデンマークだっけとかみたいにこう人殺しても超なんかいいアパートみたいなところに入れてもらってプレステもできるみたいなのはちょっとなんかどうかな行き過ぎな
Is that a real thing? Is it really like that? I've seen they show pictures like Is it really like that?
Yeah.
No way.
すごいなんか人権を大事にする第一みたいな
It's like nicer than my apartment.
Yeah. そこまではなんかちょっと違うのかななんていうの普通に暮らしてる貧しい人よりいい暮らしになっちゃうとかだとさちょっと意味が分かんないじゃん本末転倒
というか Yeah, you don't want to incentivize it at all.
そう。ただやっぱりその仕組みあのよくこう例えば芸能人とかだとより注目を集めるから薬物で捕まりましたで出てきて反省してます本当にもう二度とやりませんって言ったけど、まあ、何年後にまたやって捕まるってなった時にどうしてもこうテレビとかメディアとかは日本だとなんでもうやらないって言ったのにやったんでしょうかねとかさただあの冷静に考えるとやるに決まってるじゃんだって依存症なんだし刑務所に入ったからって依存症治るわけじゃないからそれで出てきたところでさ、別にまたやりたいっていう感情がなくなってるわけじゃないそれは本人のなんていうの意思でどうにかなるものじゃない場合もあるから、だからそういうのとかを見てるとこうなんかいちいち社会が大騒ぎしてまたやったんだなんでだろうなんでだろうああまた刑務所に入れなくちゃとか言ってるのはバカバカしいしなんか本質が分かってないなと
I get both sides I mean both sides are right
ただなんか本当に病気の場合はさなんていうのじゃあただその人を閉じ込めとくだけじゃ社会にとってもプラスにならないから、じゃあもうちょっとリハビリなり治療なりを積極的に受けさせるのか、なんかその依存症の怖さについてもうちょっと啓蒙するとかさ、何ダメっていうんじゃなくてとか、なんてそういう自分の意思でやめれるものじゃないから怖いんだよっていうのをもうちょっとちゃんとクリアに伝えるとかすればいいのにと思う。
I think the CDC has made was it the WHO?That made recommendations about the prison system in the United States that they make a dramatic shift towards rehabilitating drug offenders because of that aspect of dependence. And the victim aspect of it is different as well. You know, if someone is at home shooting heroin or something, you know, they have a problem, there aren't.It's not affecting society as negatively as someone who's running people over drunk or just running around stabbing people or, you know, just gang members that are doing horrible things.
Yeah.
So.
そうね。その区別はあんまり日本だとない感じはするよね。
What do you, you know, this, it's kind of a different, it's a jump, but.This time compression concept that we've discussed before, where the rate at which time is experienced as passing depends on the novelty of your experience.
Mm.
So if you go to a different country, there's a lot of novelty. You're seeing a lot of new things, yeah. colors, sounds, smells, whatever. And so it can feel like you've been there for a month, even if you've only been there for a week and a half or something. But if you're in an environment that isn't changing, then you have this time compression phenomenon where just ages, just years of your life are just melting off. You know, it's kind of a weird thing to think yeah. about. You know, the novelty of your environment is valuable. And being restricted from a novel environment certainly does something to your total life experience, right?
Yeah.
Is that the kind of punishment that makes sense? If we want someone to change, maybe they should be in a more stimulating environment.
Mm.
But, you know, it's difficult to prescribe an environment based on, you know, what kind of change this person needs.
Yeah. しかもそのチェンジもさ、誰でもそうだけどこう、人からインポーズされてできるもんでもなかったりするじゃん。それを言い始めるとなんかもう、元も子もないんだけどさ。
Yeah, but if you have a serial killer, you can't just ask him to change himself, right?
Right.
We just need, there needs to be an environment that's optimized to induce
yeah.
positive change in these people. And we don't know if this...
まあ日本は serial killers は普通に死刑になっちゃうから。
Yeah.
それを考える必要もない。
Well, serial killer, almost, you know, I don't know... It's hard for me to pick crime examples to say what I'm trying to
say. でもアメリカもすごいことになってるよね。あの州によってまあ死刑が OK なとこと OK じゃないとこがあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
でもこの時代になってどこの製薬会社もその死刑に使う薬を作りたくない。
Mm-hmm.
その自分の会社のネガティブなイメージになっちゃうから。
Mm-hmm.
だからあのなんかこっそり作ってる。大手の会社はもう作ってなくて。なんかしょうもない怪しげなところがこっそり作ってそれを州の政府がこれまたこっそり買うみたいな変な仕組みになってるよねだからなんていうのちゃんとテストしてない薬を使ってたりしてこう不要な痛みを与えちゃってたりとかなかなか死ねないとかなんかそういう変な問題があるっていうのをこの間見た
いや、yeah. I don't know
アメリカはねこう国でもさ州の力が大きいからそういうふうに、うん、なんていうのやってるとことやってないとこがあるっていうのは
I mean I think it's a good thing to have that diversity in the states because you know we have data sets from both
yeah
but you know depending on what the truth is it could be a bad thing for people that are put to death or you know obviously depending on what you believe
そう、それもすごい話だなと思ったけど、うん、次アリゾナ州にある聖ヨセフ病院の外傷医療チームがテレビなどの医療ドラマが治療や回復の過程に関して患者やその家族に誤ったイメージを植え付けている可能性があると指摘しました研究では2人の外傷専門医と看護師がグレーズアナトミーの全269エピソードを視聴し作中に登場する290人の外傷患者について重症度、治療方針、入院期間などを記録した上で国立外傷データバンクに保管されている実際のケースと比較しましたその結果ドラマでは患者の運命が二極化されており死ぬかもしくはすぐに家に帰れるかのどちらかで現実でよく見られる長期入院や苦しいリハビリなどはあまり触れられていませんでした
According to a team of medical researchers at Arizona's St. Joseph's Hospital, specializing in trauma, TV dramas depicting medical treatments and recovery processes may give real patients and their families false impressions. In their study, a trauma specialist and nurse watched all 269 episodes of Grey's Anatomy and recorded the severity, treatment plans, and estimated timeframes for the recovery of all 290 patients.They then compared this data to existing national data banks for hospital cases and found that the fate of patients in Grey's Anatomy were polarized and that the patient would either go home or die almost immediately. Also, long-term hospitalizations and painful rehabilitation were not shown much in the show, despite being relatively common in reality.
So all 290 trauma patients ね。
うん。Okay.
トラウマじゃないペーシェンツも出てくる。
It's a lot of patients.
たまにこういうなんか謎な研究も面白いかなと思って。
I want to see the study that investigated the mental health of the trauma specialist and the nurse after they watched all 269 episodes.
すごいよね。あの、グレイズアナトミー見たことある？
Unfortunately, well, yes, I've seen a few. Not unfortunately.
私も途中まで見てシーズンでも結構8ぐらいまで見てて、だから8年ぐらい見てたけど。
Wait, what? You've seen all of? How many have you seen?
I've seen like 8 seasons.
8 seasons?
Yeah.
Not 8 episodes.
No.
How many seasons are there?
いっぱいある。もうわかんない。
If you had to guess, like 500, 200?
What? No.
20. 10.
20ぐらいはあるのかな？そんなないかな？ 10何とかわかんない。
That's a lot though.
うん。まあその、でもこのチームも別にこうドラマに難癖つけてるわけじゃなくて、あの、その忙しさとか、あの、まあいろんな意味でリアリティは、あの、ある部分はあると。ただ、その、なんていうの？
Well, that's good.
意外とすぐ家に帰れるみたいなイメージとかを持たれちゃうと、実際本当は、長くやっぱり入院して治療あの回復に時間かかる人が多いから、なんかこう思ってたのと違うみたいな感じでフラストレーションがたまる人もいるかもしれないよねっていうまあ緩い感じの話。
Do you think this Grey's Anatomy is closer to reality or like the Korean medical dramas?
知らないよ。知らないよ。まあ私医者じゃないからわかんないけど。
You like lose your memory.
ただまあ。グレイズアナトミーにリアリティはあんまり求めてないと思うけどねまず見る人は
So House is more accurate, you think?
いやあれも結構全員ランバーパンチャーみたいなのか
But there were scenes in House that showed medical procedures that were like very interesting and did actually have some fringe scientific basis
でもあの人たち患者の家にさこっそり 入ったりするじゃん
That's
調査するために
I want that to exist.
でもそういうのね本当だと思って見てる人はまさかいないと思うし、グレイズアナトミーなんてこうなんていうのシーズンの終わり頃にだいたいメインのキャラ誰か大事な人が死ぬっていう、こう毎回ショッキングな展開で、それがまあさシーズン 1,2,3 ぐらいはまあいいじゃん。ただこうだんだんいなくなってくるっていうかさ、だからどんどんやっぱり観客にショックを与えるためにもう何病院に爆弾が仕掛けられるなりみんなが乗ってる飛行機が墜落するとかみんなが乗ってる車がこう事故にあって大変なことになるとか
Really? So they're not illnesses?
そう患者は病気だけどそのメインのキャラはいろんななんかすごいことに巻き込まれ始めて
But so they contrive a medical emergency involving one of the main characters?
そう
Or do they just die?
They die
Wait, does the plane just crash and they die? Or do they crash and they're mangled and they're brought into the OR and they're like trying to sew his head back?
いや、普通にその場で死ぬ時もあんの。
What?
いや、なんかほら、患者を助けに行く飛行機に乗ってて落ちて死ぬとかね。なんかそういうこう、なんていうの、その病院で働いてる人の死亡率めっちゃ高いみたいな。絶対働きたくないねみたいな感じだから。
It is a trauma.
そう。なんか別になんでそれはエンターテインメントでみんな見てるからさ別にそこから医療の知識得ようと思ってないと思うけど、ただあのよく私が思ってたのはなんか NCIS とか CSI とかああいうクライム系のドラマを見てるとやっぱり知らず知らずになんか今科学がすごい発展しててもう犯人がピンポイントで分かるんじゃないかみたいな、だから冤罪とかも冤罪とかもありえないし、もう裁判なんかやんなくても絶対こいつ犯人みたいな、っていう風になんか思っちゃうと確かにそれは現実にそこ合ってないからちょっと危ないのかなっていう気はする。
Oh, remember I said something like this a long time ago and you looked at me like I was crazy that reading fiction can kind of contaminate your understanding of the real world, and that it can.
You said it in a way crazier way, but yeah.
But it's just, if you really closely try to parse it, people are not aware of where is the boundary between what you think is real and what is something you saw on a TV show. You're not actually sure how much of your information is sourced from real sources and from TV sources.
Yeah. 知らず知らずにやっぱり、だから前に友達がアメリカであの、何、フォレンジックサイエンティストみたいな人と付き合ってる。なんか FBI の人で、その人はあの銃の弾を、その犯罪に使われた弾をもう分析する仕事っていうのを聞いて、もう即座にさ CSI みたいなことを想像して、もう事件を解決してるみたいな、すごい面白くないって思ったんだけど、よくよく聞いたらもうその人は弾を分析するだけの仕事だから、来る日も来る日もそれが何の事件かなんていうのはもう関係なく、渡された弾をひたすら分析するだけみたいな。
It's like a, it's more classification of the bullet than him getting a gun and shooting a mannequin with it and like looking at different angles. And
そう、だから誰が死んだとか誰が捕まったとかもう自分でも分かってないみたいな。だから全然なんていうの、思うようなエキサイティングな感じではなかったんだよね。その時に
AI is probably going to take his job in five years.
そう、だからその時に、あ、やっぱ現実とドラマ当たり前だけど全然違うんだなって思った。
I've met people that they now, people that kind of had that blurry between fiction and reality thing going on, and now they believe that that movies are actually creating the future. And it's an interesting idea. At first I was like, get out, it's the dumbest thing. But if you think about the way that the culture we produce is consumed by ourselves and kind of guides our own ambitions, we are stuck in a very kind of weird loop of trying to manifest these things that that we've been bouncing around in our imagination, you know, whether it's flying cars or going to Mars or something. And so, you know, a lot of the science fiction or what it's proven to be fairly reliable in terms of it's kind of like an expression of what of where we want to go or where someone thinks we want to go.
そうだね、まあそうだね、だって想像するときにこう何があったらいいかなとか何が欲しいかなっていうのをベースに想像してるとなると、まあそんなにこうこれから生まれるものとかけ離れてないっていうのは、
But when it gets weirder is if you ask a specific question like did the movie Matrix, the Matrix have a direct measurable impact on people's interest in something like virtual reality and therefore contribute to their efforts to actually bring something like that into reality.
Right.
And that's where you kind of see this, there is a feedback loop.
Yeah.
You know, we are kind of steering ourselves.
何回か話してるけど、X-File もそうじゃん。X-File があったから女の人のドクターが増えた。なんか、あ、女でもこういう風になれるんだみたいな。
Right. And she was a smart one.
そうそうそう。
In that show too.
そうそうそう。
You know, Mulder would be onto something and Scully would be like, actually, this was just a total fraud. You're being tricked. And he's like, okay.
彼女の方が論理的で落ち着いてるっていうキャラだったから、それはね、ちょっと昔はあんまり珍しいというか、こう女が論理的っていうのはね、あんまなかったかもしれないから。
The impressions we get, probably the most egregious example is hacking. You know, if you've seen hackers on TV shows, and even the screen that they're looking at, everything they've ever shown in movies about hacking. Did you see the most recent James Bond movie where they have that huge hacking facility with the, it has a giant screen and there's like a bunch of code flying around and he's like, oh, grab that one or something. It's like it's some really clunky
the latest one.
Yeah, that had the weird, tall, skinny British dude that lived had his own compound on some island or some shit.
I only remember that I think I talked about this. 多分言ったけど、あの、なんかキモかった。キモかったことしか覚えてない。ジェームズ・ボンドが。なんか急にさ、人ん家に入ってきてさ、 キスしたりとか、なんか結構セクハラ
Which Bond
was 目が強い。The latest one with、oh. Catherine Zeta-Jones and like she's a widow.
Did I miss a Bond?
And he's like borderline、mm. raping her, kind
who's, of. Who's the actor for Bond in this one? Is it Craig? Daniel
yeah.
Craig?
Yeah.
Okay.、Hmm.
Yeah. Why?
No, I just, I thought they were going to do the Idris Elba black James Bond.
Oh.
But
they're actually doing that?
I don't know if they're doing that.
Oh. He's so hot.
They should just make more Wire. The Wire was...
He's hot. なんかあの人めっちゃでかくない?背が。
Is he? I don't think so.
The Wire 全部見てないんだよね。それをね、あの、夫にずっと言われてんの。
To watch it?
うん。残り全部見た方がいいよ、みたいな。
How much of it have you seen?
Like season 3
hmm.
かな? I love Omar.
Yeah.
Mami, テレビのアメリカのテレビ史上で一番ぐらいいいキャラじゃない? Omar.
Omar's cool.
なんか黒人でめっちゃなんかなんていうの変なキャラなんだけどすごい強くて怖がられてるけど意外と優しくてゲイっていうなんかもう
Yeah.
Do you remember this scene where like he's like eating or he's trying to eat cereal but then it's empty and he's like, oh, I'm gonna go get it. And then he leaves and then like some people in the apartment think that he came to like take drugs from them. So they just drop it from the window.
Yeah.
When he's not even asking for it.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh.And I was like, oh my god, this is so cool.
Well, it's like the gap with his,
you know,
his personality.
Yeah.
He was the most intimidating person
yeah.
in that hood. Because there's just so, you know, there's so much reputation. You know, people are just talking about other people.
Yeah.
And people are trying to build themselves up. And so a lot of it is a front. And yeah. the front is protecting you.And if that cracks, you know, if someone close to you, like, gives in or something, you know, it's a bizarre social dynamic on,
yeah.
on the street with the corners.
でも私ね、Wire ね、あの、英語の字幕つけて見ないと見れないの。
うん。
なんかすごいなまってるじゃん。
うん。
ボルチモアなまりみたいな。
Huh?
ボルチモアなまり。
Oh, yeah.
あとなんかスラングとか多いから頭に入ってこないんだよねなぜか。だから
I mean it's not that heavy though. I mean there's way
maybe it's more like slangs and words like terminology、
mm.
like gang terminologies. I don't know.
But they all kind of talk pretty similar. Like the police talk like that too in that show. You know?
Yeah,
it's not that different.
Yeah,
no, they're kind of all the same people.
そうだね。
Something kind of cool about it.
It's the only TV show, American TV show that I definitely need subtitles.
You should watch it. You should watch the rest of it.
そうだね。
次。According to new research involving 1,087 participants across 4 studies, strongly identifying with your racial, ethnic, or sexual minority group is likely to have some negative impacts on your mental well-being.The research included Black, Asian, and Latino minority racial groups and gay Americans. The authors summarized the dynamic as follows. Costs arise because individuals who feel highly valued in their ethnic group see their ethnicity as more central to their self-concept. With stronger identity centrality, individuals more frequently view daily social interactions through the lens of their ethnicity and ultimately perceive and experience more discrimination. The research was published in Group Processes and Intergroup Relations and the European Journal of Social Psychology.
Group Processes and Intergroup Relations と The European Journal of Social Psychology に掲載された1087人を対象にした研究で、 人種、民族、性的指向などにおいて自分は少数派のグループに属していると強く認識することが精神的に悪影響を及ぼしていることが分かりました。被験者はアメリカに住む黒人、アジア人、ラテン系の人々とゲイの人々が含まれていました。チームは理由として自分の民族から高い価値を見出されていると感じている人は自分という概念の中心にその民族を置く傾向にあり、普段の社会的交流の中でもその民族のレンズを通して世の中を見ることになり、結果として差別をより経験することになると説明しています。だからその直接例えばなんかすごいひどいことを言われるとかを別としてっていうことだよね。だから要は私が例えばスペインって言った時にバスに乗ったら全員がすごい見てくる、まあアジア人が結構珍しいから、その時にこうあんまり意識してないから、あなんか珍しいから見てんだなって思うだけだけど、なんか元からすごいなんか差別されてるかもしれないっていう意識を持ってたら、私がアジア人だからなんか嫌な気持ちで見てきてるのかなとか、すごいこう増強されちゃうみたいなことだよね。
Right. Well, there's a lot of margin for the way you interpret different things. And your brain is constantly trying to interpret and classify the behaviors of other people. And it seems that to the extent to which you are yourself invested in some particular aspect of yourself that makes you a minority, there's something that happens to your brain. It has to do with confirmation bias, but it's called hypervigilance. hypervigilance. And hypervigilance can cause you to perceive threats even when there are none. So if you're in that state of mind and someone could, you know, look at you like that, you could assume that they're doing something because you're Asian, when it has nothing to do with it. The problem is we don't know what people's intentions are most of the time. And you can interpret things across the spectrum. And, you know, there's many different ways to interpret things. And how much of it has to do with yourself depends on what does Buddha say? Like, attachment is the root of your suffering, or identification is at the root of your suffering. You know, you are not your race, your gender, that's not what defines you.
Yeah.
You know.
まあそういうふうにでも思っちゃうときは思っちゃうから、そういうの時の周りの反応も大事だよね。周りの理解というかさ、そう思ってる人に対して。いやそんなの考えすぎみたいなことをさ、こう逆にマジョリティの人から言われることによって逆効果のこともあるじゃん。なんかそれをも結構よく見る、からなんかなんだろう、例えば、まあ、日本の最近だとブラックフェイスの話あったじゃん、
right.
あれとかもそのまあ、別に差別の意識ないからやってると思うんだけど私もね、ただ それを嫌だっていう人は嫌なわけで、嫌な気持ちになるわけじゃん、だそれをこう全然関係ない人たちがなんかそんな敏感になってみたいなことで怒るのもなんかおかしいというかさ、逆効果だから、なんかそこはお互いこう理解しない、なんでそう思ってるのかっていう背景を理解しない、お互いの背景を理解しないとなんか進まないなと思った。
Well, what do you think about this in terms of in your personal interest, you know, your personal well-being, given, you know, that you don't want to be unhappy all the time. How do you center yourself on these kinds of issues? Because I've had conversations with people who I guess you could say are in the same minority group that I'm in. Being half Japanese. And to them, some of them, it is the absolute, you know, it's a total curse on them.
Yeah.
They can't figure out who they are. It is a total obstacle to their happiness, their sense of identity. And they pay a lot of attention to how other people talk about half people. And they pay a lot of attention to how people treat them. And very almost, I mean... they're biased towards attributing it to, you know, it's because I'm half or I'm being treated like I'm gaijin, even though I was born here, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. And I tend to refuse to adopt that mentality that a lot of my friends have. I don't find it useful for myself.
Yeah.
And I don't have a minority group that will save me. It's not going to happen.
Right. そうね。そのハーフ、うちの夫もハーフだけど、別になんだろう。
I have a lot to complain about if I made that my agenda. I could very easily obsess over it and complain.
なんかハーフとかだけじゃなくて性別でもそうだよね。だからその女だからどうこうっていう問題は確かにあるし、男だからどうっていうマイナスの面ももちろんあるんだけど、それが自分のアイデンティティになっちゃうと、なんかこううまくいかなかった時に全部それのせいになって、なんていうの、で自分が失敗したとかモテないとか なんやかんやが全部もう一つのジェンダーのせいになっちゃうみたいなさ。
Well, it's because of this thing I can't change, which is who I am, and then it's because of this other thing which I might be able to change, which is society. And let me just sit here and obsess over that. Like I'm not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
I've tried. So I'm sympathetic to the sentiment. I know that discrimination is absolutely a real thing and does affect people dramatically. But as a human being who needs to function, I can't even entertain that personally. I haven't found it to be something that has any utility.
Right. So, ne.
And no one has anything to say about my particular mind. It's the minority group among minority groups. And it can be, you know, you can divide it down a bunch of different ways. And people, because when you talk about racial groups, someone who's half white and half Japanese, like I am, in my particular case, I don't feel like I have a racial group. I don't even have a minority racial group.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, you're half white, so then... No. Half white people are not half Asian. That's not the race. That doesn't... it doesn't add up. So the whole racial minority group thing just disintegrates for me. It doesn't compute. Right?
そうだね。
And I think that's true for most minority groups. I think men and women have a lot in common. I think all of us have a lot in common.
Yeah.
And you can look into your Irishness or your Swedishness or your whatever your minority cause is or whatever you feel like defines you.
Yeah.
And you can go down that hole, but it's kind of our humanness that is eluding all of us in this whole racket.
なんかその差別の問題で言うと、差別だけじゃないけど、日本とアメリカで結構性差別とかもそうなんだけど、捉え方っていうかディオの仕方が違うと思っていて、昔からアメリカはもう全面にそれを出してみんなで議論して、もう黒か白かはっきりつけたい。日本は全面に出さず、なんとなくうやむやにして黒白つけずに行きたいみたいな。でそれのどっちもいい面と悪い面があって、こう人種で言う、なんて言うんだろう、白黒つけようとしすぎて逆に問題が大きくなることもあるなっていうのは外から見て思う。だから日本みたいにうやむやにしてることでマイナスのこともたくさんあるんだけど、逆に問題が埋まっちゃうから。ただなんかその、なんて言うんだろう、逆に人種をすごいみんなが意識しちゃうっていうかさ、それはそれでなんか逆に若い世代にとってそれが果たしていいことなのかなとかっていうのは思う。
Well, it's just trivial compared to...
で日本だとあんまり意識することないけど、アメリカとかだと特にこう人種を書く欄があったりするじゃん。そういう時に私もそのうちの夫とか、人種ないっていうか、なんかどうするみたいなさ、で本人も分かんないみたいな感じだから、なんて言うんだろう、日本だとね、こう人種は何ですかって国の フォーマットで聞かれたりすることないじゃん。単一民族国家だから。
Well, people here struggle with the, you know, idea of nationality not being racial.
そうね。だから日本はそう、あの、人種じゃなくて民族だよね。こう日本人とは何かみたいな。Mm. だから、あの、ハーフなマイクは果たして日本人なのだろうかみたいな。あの、なんて言うんだろうね。その、見た目とのギャップとかでみんなが急にこうびっくりしちゃうっていう。
So there's like so many different conversations going on around the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think that our brains tend to want to focus on our differences, and there's a lot that can be obscured behind that, a lot more than people think, and I think it could be.A way different place if we didn't think if we could break out of these terms. A lot of it is locked into our language too. It's so clunky.
Yeah.
I mean, this form that you're talking about, it's a language issue. Like, how can I be sitting in front of this form?
Yeah.
My pencil can only move to. It's I don't know. That's why I always revert back to the individual, you know, and that's ultimately I think the most empowering for yourself.Is that your race is incidental. A lot about you is incidental. It's provisional. You could be someone else.
Yeah. You know? I remember, Lionel Richie の娘が自分を黒人だとアイデンティファイしてるって言った時のあの問題のなり方っていうかアメリカのその She's not black enough とみんな思うわけじゃん。
Is she...What is, why did she say that?
I don't know. I mean, that's just how she identifies herself, you know,、okay. and good for her. But like, a lot of people were like shocked or not happy about it, you know. でもなんか人種ってもっとなんかうやむやなものっていうかさ、なんていうの。だからマイケルもそうだけど、お母さんははっきりアジア人で、お父さんははっきり白人だけど。自分の代になった時なんかうやむやになっちゃって、で自分の子供ってなった時、例えばうちもそうだけど、うちの夫と私が子供作ったら、子供はまあ大体多分アジア人の見た目になるじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でそれ子供なんていうの、夫は人種なんかうやむやだけど、子供ははっきりアジア人みたいなさ、
mm-hmm.
そういうなんか流動的な意味わかんないものじゃん、
mm-hmm.
もう見た目でしか判断できないからさ、そんなの。だからなんかそれをこうすごい確固たるものとして言おうとすると変になるよね、そりゃ。
I think boundaries are going to dissolve as a general rule. And I think, you know, what we're doing right now is part of that exercise of dissolving boundaries between languages. I guess I'm, to some extent, a boundary between racial DNA or culture or something. And it's just going to keep happening and keep highlighting more and more contradictions in our reductionist thought about how the world actually works.
そうね。日本もなんかハーフタレントとかすごい多くなったもんね。
It's an agent. Agents of this boundary dissolving ethic of the world, you know.And,
yeah.
But our impulse is also to control and to label things. And I think those are the opposing forces here, you know. As institutions and, you know, they want to know what race you are. Stuff like that.
次。
Samsung has created the world's largest capacity solid-state drive in the 2.5-inch form factor called the PM1643. The SAS SSD is capable of storing 30.72 terabytes of data, enough space for 500 days of video, or the storage equivalent of 21,845,310,000 floppy disks.The drive consists of 32 1-terabyte NAND flash packages, each of which packs 16 layers of 512GB VNAND.
サムスンは業界最大容量となる 2.5 インチ SSD PM1643 を発表しました。これは 30.72TB の容量があり、 動画500日分またはフロッピーディスク218億4521万枚分に相当します。各パッケージに16個ずつ積み重ねた 1TB チップを32個実装した512GBVNAND フラッシュでできています。何の話？てかこの例超分かりにくいんだけど、動画500日分ってどういう意味？回しっぱにして500日録画した時っていう意味？
Yeah, 500 days of full HD video played straight through.
超分かりにくい。映画何本分とかは？
In movies, it's 5,700 full HD movies.
5,000.
And that's 43,000 CDs.
Okay.フロッピーディスク218億枚とか超わかんないからね。フロッピーディスクの容量覚えてないし。
But you can kind of imagine 43,761 CDs.
Yeah.
Can you? 43,000 CDs. Can you imagine 1,000 CDs? Now, why does 1,000 CDs look so similar to 43,000? You need to fix your visualization.
でも5,000何百映画でしょ？
Yeah.
それはなんかなんとなくイメージします。5,700本。
Mm-hmm. And that's 43,700 CDs or 6,536 DVDs.
Okay.
But a DVD used to be like a lot of. I mean, that's a movie, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. そうだよ。
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on it.
I guess the craziest thing about what's going on here is the price, how the price has been changing for data storage. I mean,
これおいくら万円の?
How old does this stuff make you feel? Just think for a second. Just think for a second. What kind of clunky ass computers and the floppy disks and I mean, I'm saying, you know, 21 billion floppy disks. I used floppy disks.
Yeah.
They were useful. でもさ、確
かにさ、映画5700本ってそんななんかすごい感じしないけどさ、映画5700、なんていうの、すごいっていうか、それを保管できることはすごいけど、なんていうの、そんなありえない量じゃないじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
それをさ、入れるのに、フロッピーディスクだと210億枚必要だったんだって、また結構すごいよ。
Yeah, exactly. Because it's the amount.Of data we were dealing with way back was just, it's really been exponential. It's yeah. just beyond our comprehension. This is, we've been here this whole time while this happened.
Mm.
We've been here. This happened while we were here. We saw the CDs, we saw the, you know.
なんかさ、その容量が大きくなる一方で、その映画とかテレビ番組とかを所有したいという欲はないよね。わかる？なんかギリうちの夫はちょっとある、あの買いたいみたいな、でいつでも見れるようにとか、でそこで4歳しか差はないけど年齢には、でもなんかなくない、その所有欲、 CD とかなんか音楽をこう買いたいとか映画を買いたい。
Well, it turns out I actually wanted the physical thing. Because now when I can just buy it on the internet, I'm like, yeah, whatever, just listen on YouTubers. But, and they stopped making the cover art for stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It kind of, I think it's better that we're not shipping a bunch of CDs all over the place.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Stocking them on stores and stuff. But it does make the purchasing thing...Weird.
しかも before that, you had to buy it to watch it.
No, well, you could rent it too, right?
Right. Either, right? But it's kind of 面倒くさい to rent it, so you can just buy it.
Well, renting is a completely different concept now on the internet. Like,
yeah.
Like you can like stream it and.
そうだね。
But yeah, taking the physical object back into the store seems so dumb.
めんどくさかったもんな、ツタヤに返しに行くの。
Like it was actually written. The movie was actually written on this tape, on this spool, and they needed it back.
Yeah.
So someone else could put that tape on some other and run the same exact tape. You know, so all the little glitches and stuff, the next person who runs it is going to see the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's no... it's a physical...
さすがにその世代じゃないけど、私。借りてたのは DVD なんだけど。
Really?
うん。え、ビデオテープ借りてた?
I think, yeah.Yeah. You did it?
そう。借りてなかった。
Hmm.
DVD だった。ちょっと若ぶって。今さ。
You feel rejuvenated?
I'm still young.
Yeah.
で、カセットテープは使ってたけどね。
The prices, generally listed in price per gigabyte, but in 1980...You couldn't actually buy it in 1980, but it's estimated that if you were going to buy a gigabyte of storage in 1980, it would cost you $1 million. A million for 1 gigabyte.
Wow.
1 gigabyte.
1億円.
Yeah. And this SSD is 30 terabytes, right?
え、だってこれも、これ何今?
I don't know.
何十とかでしょ?
Yeah, you don't know what yours is. I mean, it varies, but I mean, it's probably like 40.
40か60とかだっけ? なんか選べるんだっけ?
Yeah, something like that.
え、じゃあ60ギガバイトだったら60億円したってこと?
Yeah.
1980年だったら。
But I mean, most of the other stuff in that phone isn't even possible at all in 1980. But the price went from $1 million per gigabyte in 1980 to $10,000 in 1990.One decade later. And then a decade after that, another 10 years, a gigabyte was $10 in the year 2000.
Whoa.
And then in 2010, the price of a gigabyte fell to $0.1. And as of right now, the price of 1 gigabyte on Amazon's AWS service is $0.017. $0.017 per gigabyte. And if you get their Glacier storage, which means you don't really interact with it, you just store stuff there, then it's $0.004 per gigabyte. So
that's nothing.
It's not even 1 cent.
Yeah. 1 cent 以下.
Yeah.
Wow. すごいね。
And this is kind of a similar thing we saw with the gene sequencing cost. Followed a similar curve. And processing power, similar as well.
清水さんも言ってたもんね。
Yeah, well, we call it Moore's Law.
全然関係ないけど、清水さんのさ、ツイッター見たことある?清水さんの犬めっちゃ可愛いよ。
どんな、
なんかふわふわの黒いなんかちっちゃいポメラニアンみたいな、めっちゃ可愛い。ちょっと見てみて。
Okay.
あれびっくりするぐらい可愛い。
あのな、あのね、sure、
インスタグラムとかのよくセレブ犬とかセレブ猫なんか有名なさいるじゃん。
いるの。
なんか有名になる犬とか猫いるじゃん。こう特別に可愛いみたいな。
ああ
そういうレベル。
Hmm.
ちょっと全然関係ないけど。
My expectations are super elevated. But in 2011, there was like floods in Thailand that actually destroyed like half the world's production for hard drives.
Oh.
And so the whole Moore's Law thing, at least for hard drives, the hard drive development.Was set back by like over 2 years.
Wow.
Just from a flood in Thailand. Because they just happened to have all the hard drive factories there. It's kind of.
So, まあでも一箇所に集中してるとそういうこともあり得るね。
So, if you look at the graph of the price, it like goes way up and it only comes back down to where it was 2 years later.
Wow.
Just from, it just rained in Thailand.
すごいね。
Yeah.
次。
A new report released by 26 experts highlighting potential abuses of AI technologies warns that they could be realized within just 5 years. These threats hypothetically extend across nearly all domains of power, from cyber warfare to social engineering and propaganda to more physical attacks like drone strikes. Some of the potential abuses are as follows. The use of AI by nation states to surveil and suppress dissidents. The use of AI to conduct hyper-personalized propaganda and generate information algorithms to influence behavior. The denial of information attacks, in other words, flooding the internet with fake news. And lastly, untraceable drone swarm attacks, where small drones armed with explosives could use facial recognition technology to attack your face. Sean O'Higer Art Sean O'Higertag, one of the report's authors, stated the following: "We live in a world that could become fraught with day-to-day hazards from the misuse of AI, and we need to take ownership of the problems because the risks are real. There are choices that we need to make now, and our report is a call to action for governments, institutions, and individuals across the globe."
人工知能の乱用や悪用のうち、今後5年で可能になると思われるものについて、26の大学や研究機関が共同で報告書を作成し、昨日ケンブリッジ大学によって公表されました。人工知能の乱用や悪用は、サイバー戦争、ソーシャルエンジニアリング、プロパガンダ、ドローンを使った物理的攻撃など多岐にわたります。想定されているものとして、1、政府による国民の監視及び異議を唱える者の抑圧、2、カスタマイズされたプロパガンダやアルゴリズムで行動に影響を与える、3、フェイクニュースなどの拡散、4、追跡不可能なドローンの集団攻撃。
Oh, that's fine. Basically, we just need to make choices. Now. Is what they're saying.
なんか今さ、この間、フロリダでスクールシューティングあったじゃん。あれで、一人目撃者の学生が結構声を上げて、いろんなところにインタビューとかされてて、彼がなんか偽物だっていう、なんか彼がクライシスアクターなんじゃないかっていう、その陰謀論みたいのがすごい拡散されて、ものすごい広がってシェアされてると。でそれをなんかそもそも誰が言い始めたんだろうって言って探ってったら、なんかロシアのなんかにつながりましたみたいな。のが出てて、
Well, what media is propagating that kind of news? Like, how does it?
なんか聞いたこともないようなサイトがいっぱいあって、そこがみんな。
Is that through Facebook?
Yeah. 私も一人知り合いがそれシェアしてたもん、Facebook で。びっくりしたけど。
That person was a
crisis actor. That he's not a student. And しかもなんかたまたまその子のお父さんがもっと FBI かなんか。らしくて、まあ、それは本当っぽいんだけど、だからなんかそのロジックよくわかんないけど、とにかくなんか
Right. It's the post-truth social media situation. I mean, that's been, I feel like that's every day now. Like people are sharing things that are just not true.
そうで面白いからそのコメント見てたんだけどさ、そもそもだからそのスクールシューティング自体が嘘って言ってる人いるじゃん。サンディフックとかもそうだけど、だからそんなの起きてないんだと、
yeah.
それをなんかでっち上げられてるみたいな、っていうのは多分究極で、でも結構グラデーションになっていて、いやシューティングはあったんだけど、なんかガン規制を押すために、ガン規制だって銃規制を押すために、なんか俳優を雇ってるみたいな、その学生偽物論みたいな人もいれば、
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think that these theories are really worth anyone's time. I mean, it's kind of like the flat earth thing. that we have just droves of tinfoil hatters that have these highly politically motivated narratives that they cling to.
そう、でもそのコメントの数が半端なくて結構びっくりした。え、そこまで?みたいな。
Hmm. Well.
And my mom was actually telling me an interesting thing the other day. Like, she teaches English.
Uh-huh.
で、その、フェイクニュースを拡散してるのはどの世代が多いかっていう論文がありますと。じゃあ若者とその中高年とかお年寄りどっちが多いと思いますかっていうと、それはなんかまあ40代ぐらいの人に聞いてるのかな。みんな若者だと思うっていうんだって。でも実際は若者じゃなくてもうちょっと上の世代の方が多い。だからそこでもなんて言うんだろう、自分たちより若者の方がやってるはずっていうなんか認識があって、その自分たちがフェイクニュース広げてるかもしれないっていう意識がまずないとか、だってさ、おじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかさ、メールで送ってくるからね、フェイクニュースの URL。
It's completely true of all age groups, of all political affiliations. It's rampant. There's no one, there's no group of people that has been, you know, untarnished by this fake news phenomenon. It's everywhere, you know, and a lot, you know, apparently some of it can be attributed to these Russian trolls. You know, but the Russian trolls appear to only be interested in balkanizing the epistemology of the country by getting everyone to become more extreme. It's literally trolling. They don't care what you believe. They're not going to convince the entire United States of some, you know, sophisticated narrative. That's not going to happen. But they are going to cause a lot of discontent and a lot of commotion in the United States with their bots.
あとなんか最近ちょっと面白いなと思ったのは、あのオリンピックの開会式がハッカーに狙われてたみたいな、実は。
Mm-hmm.
なんかあの実際には被害なかったんだけど、なんかその開会式をめちゃくちゃにしようという試みがあった。で、まあ誰がやったかわからない。Mm-hmm. で、私はなんか、あ、なんか北朝鮮とかかなみたいな。その直前にあの仮想通貨が盗まれたのは北朝鮮からでしたみたいな見てたのもあって、まあ、日本に住んでるから北朝鮮からってすぐなんか思っちゃったのね、うん、でもアメリカのメディアは全部勝手にもうロシアのせいに違いないみたいなこと言ってて、なんかどこに住んでるかによってさ、うん、その決めつけも変わってくるわけじゃん、全然違う結果っていうさ、だそれもなんか面白いなって思った、
I mean at this point you just gotta strap in and let the whole political thing blow over. I mean it's out of control. Like no one knows what the truth is. Nobody has any. It's so convoluted. And this is the pre-AI version of this, you know. And so, just the vision of the future with all this artificial intelligence stuff. It just really depends on our ability to use AI for defense. It really, the whole thing just hinges on that. Because if AI is not effective defensively, then, I mean, we know it'll be effective offensively. We have tools less sophisticated than AI that we already use incredibly effectively. So, and we don't have any sort of, we still don't have a consensus even among the scientific communities about the implications of artificial intelligence. I don't think that we're close, anywhere close to having some kind of global legal framework for, you know, the accountability of AI research or something. Or what are there certain things we shouldn't do? And if we're not sure, then how do we figure out what things we shouldn't be doing with AI? And
yeah.
But there seems to be a growing consensus among experts about the urgency of these questions, and that it'll become too late before we even realize that it's too late.
Mm.
You know, you could, the AI could emerge and, you know, there may not be some formal announcement by the government or something. You may just be left sitting at home wondering, hey, what happened? Things have gotten so weird. It could, I mean, that would be super crazy, but I mean, I don't think the AI is unleashed already. If that's the case, that's probably the best case scenario, since apparently it's not a big deal. But
I mean, I read an article the other day, like, なんか、インターネットで argue してるときに相手がボットかどうかを見極める方法みたいな。
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so there are people out there arguing with bots.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, that's,
but,
but that's
you're
already so
But if you're not
stupid.
Arguing with a bot, you're arguing with someone who's, you know, should you be that worried?
But at least it's between two people, you know, having a conversation. If you're getting worked up to something that a bot said, that's just so sad. It's a total waste of time.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is.
It is a waste of time.
But
what if the bot
energy?
Is right and the bot changes your mind and you become a better person?
Okay, in that case, okay, it's okay,
well,
but I don't think the bots are trying to do that
for
the humanity. I don't know, because bots are usually, I don't know. It's like those net neutrality bots.
Yeah, well, those are very specific bots.
So, you know, if you're arguing with those bots, then it's like, what are you doing? You're just wasting your damn time.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's arguing with them. I don't think they...
So...
Yeah.The convoluted information of the internet. You know, Google is, we're still doing the Google thing, right?
Yeah.
When the internet first came around, it's like, okay, here's a blank page, here's a search bar. Okay. You know, 15 years go by or whatever it's been, blank page, search bar, you know?
Yeah.
And you still get a bunch of links that are in order. Like it's, part of me wonders if there's a better way to find stuff online then, because you can either go to the blank page with the search bar, right? Or you can go to the blue page with your reality tunnel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we know it's a reality. You're voluntarily stepping into the reality tunnel. You know, don't expect straight reality in here.
Yeah.
You can kind of generalize the options we have.As far as how we interact with the information on the internet, you know, the blank page with the search bar, the blue page reality tunnel thing, or you get on the Twitter thing, you know, where everyone's saying really short stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, short stuff.
Is this, are we peaking? Is this good? Like, is there a better way to sift this? Because the idea is the AI will be able to.Just look at the internet, the whole thing. It's not going to be a blank page with a search bar.
What I see when I see American media is that 日本では見られないやっぱりそのなんていうんだろうねペシミズムというかその大げさにもう世の中が今まで人類史上一番悪くなってるかのようなトーンがやっぱり多すぎるそれは本当にアメリカ人にちょっと言いたいあの、
well,
一番悪いわけはない一番悪いわけない一番悪いわけない、
mm-hmm.
だからあの病気で死ぬ人だって少ないわけだし昔に比べたらとかいろいろ考えていくとさ今の方が絶対いいんだけどなんかこう本当に一番悪くなってるもうどん底みたいな空気が蔓延しすぎてそれにみんながこうどっぷり使ってる感じがすごいあるよね、やっぱり。
I feel like I also just feel like the quality of journalism has just gone off a cliff. There's typos in everything. It's ridiculous. I never, ever, ever found typos and stuff before. The grammar's garbage. Whoever is writing this stuff, on CNN and MSNBC and Fox, whatever...They're just hiring, I don't even know, but do you proofread this? You know, it's gotten bad. You haven't noticed how, obviously the clickbaitiness is in full drive and the sensationalism is in full drive.
But there's,
it's like when the Rolling Stone put the Boston Bomber's face on the cover. It's like, where is...I just can't imagine, like, there's no rules in journalism. Do you do that? You know, people are doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All over the place.
everyone should just watch Queer Eye.
Oh, no.
I was like, so I used to watch that, right, when I was younger.
What is it?
You know, Queer Eye for a straight guy or something, like this show where like five gay guys go to some like inaka and then like give a makeover to some random like straight guy.
Okay.
Like entire makeover, like not just his clothes, but like his apartment, you know, furniture, like everything. And they started it on Netflix recently.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, and me and my husband were like, oh, like, oh, maybe we can watch
it. Does
it
have anything to do with anything?
Yeah, because I think it has a lot of like great stuff about America.
Oh my
like,
God.
How, like, すごい田舎に行くわけよ. So now they're in like, I don't know, like somewhere in Atlanta, like Georgia, whatever. I don't really know. And people are so nice. Like, they're, some of them are Trump supporters, you know, but then like they get makeover by these gay guys, and or like a white cop somewhere in suburb or whatever, but they're like, you know, they're so nice. They're really nice when you talk to them. They're so nice. And
I think white cops and Trump supporters are nice.
Yeah, and these gay guys go there, and you know, they have usually these guys who need a makeover have some like self-esteem issues or like something, you know, and they open up in the end, and it's like, it's really moving. And it's all about, you know, self-esteem and like confidence, and, you know, you can change, you can look better, you can make your apartment nicer, you know, this like positive mentality, and this American like friendliness, and like, oh, we care about you. Like we'll make your, we'll take your problem as ours type of mentality, you know? To me, that's like so American, and that's like great. And they're all like really optimistic and happy and stuff, you know? So it's like everyone should just watch it and like be happy about it, you know?
Well,
I know it sounds stupid, but like it's actually, I think that show contains a lot of like good parts about America. And this diversity, you know, and these gay guys are like so nice, and they're all different, you know, and they're all like experts in different areas.
Well, I mean, if you have certain like, you know, preconceived notions about Trump supporters or white cops or whatever, then, you know, there's probably additional entertainment value, right? You know, it's kind of the, this is like an, it's like the black cop, white cop duo. It's like, whoa, you know, like.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. I mean, I think it's great. It's positive that people are exchanging ideas that way. I don't know how you could make a show out of guys getting makeovers.
And it's like if you're an American person, maybe you don't see that as much as I do. That this is so American. Like this is so American. Like how you're so friendly and you're like kind of caring, and you know, it's like, oh, you know,
yeah,
like,
well, it's like
I
Southern
want you
hospitality
to,
or
yeah,
something,
like,
right?
I want you to have self-esteem, like, let's work on it together, like,
yeah,
you know, and
just the instantly let's team up, and like,
yeah, and yeah, and they all cry when they say goodbye, you know, and it's like, oh my god, like there's some
Well, I told you when I was in Wyoming trying to watch that
eclipse
like, yeah, this random lady who like owned this property there was like, oh yeah, you guys can just come onto my property and just watch it from here, like I think it'll be a good view, someone said it'd be good, and so I did.
Yeah,
but it was like she just like casually invited like 400 people to hang out on her property and trample,
right,
it, you know, like,
right.
That
so,
was
なんか
nice
そういうのになんかあんまりハイライトされてないじゃん近年。
Well, the, you know, you spend all this time on Facebook, and if you're a Democrat, you're going to see all these horrible things about Trump supporters and people in the South, and, you know, they love guns so much, and it's a bunch of stereotypes, and they're receiving the opposite stereotype about, you know, your group if you're a Democrat, you know. So it's good that there are shows that kind of crack through that illusion a little bit, you know, that's not reality, that's just the political battle. If you actually go and talk to people, that's not going on, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if they're choosing this area specifically for that reason.
Yeah, but either way, if it happens,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and it's kind of like the, yeah, so like they go to they this guy's are. Place and they have like a Trump, you know, like banner.
Yeah.
And they're these like five guys are like, "Oh no." Ha ha ha, and they just laugh about it and that's it, you know. So like, and I think America kind of needs this kind of
just chill out.
この世の終わり感がちょっと出すぎて心配になる。そこまでじゃないよっていう。You know? Well,
it's not that serious. Is it serious?
I mean, some issues are definitely serious. Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, like school shooting, for example, that sucks. But, I mean, there's no way that this is the worst time ever, you know? As people like to say.
I think it, you know, it's still literally probably the best time ever, if not one of these the best times ever in human history. And if you're living yeah. in, certainly if you're living in America, you don't have very much to complain about. I don't care what minority, whatever it is. Like, go look around the world. It's ridiculous. You're in the top 1% instantly just by being in America. Instantly. Instant. Like, it's not even close. It's not close.
So, もうちょっと元気出してほしい。
I wanted to talk about these slaughter bots.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Hold on. I saw this. There's an amazing video that will scare the bejesus out of you. called Slaughter Bots. And
I was trying to end this episode with
well,
this upbeat.
I should have gotten the slaughter bots in before the upbeat stuff, but it was just this. It's this totally fake like TED talk, and it looks totally like a TED talk. And you're watching, and it's like, oh, this guy's giving a TED talk about this drone, and he's doing this demonstration on this drone technology.
Yeah.
And the idea is that these drones can, you know, target people based on facial recognition and like track them down and stuff. And then the TED talk, he throws this drone up in the air and it like targets this dummy and it like flies into his head and explodes. They're like, we could just release these from airplanes and they would go down and find like, you know, ministers or whatever and take their heads off. And it kind of, that technology, the TED talk turns into a short film about the implications of something like this, which, by the way, we could probably already build. And it's kind of a terrifying short story.
Is it a Black Mirror episode?
It's pretty much a Black Mirror episode. But it's
sounds
it's
like
very
it.
It's very interesting. But it's just a very specific example of why AI is dangerous. Like just one super specific example. And that's all it takes where it's like, well, it sounds pretty dangerous. You know? What's funny is someone edited the movie part out and just did the TED talk part and then re-uploaded it to YouTube, and then people thought it was a real TED talk about a real weapon, and then they were sharing that on Facebook, and you know, that got all crazy. But
anyways
oh, tonight at 11:17 p.m. SpaceX will be launching a Falcon 9 rocket carrying two of the Skylink test satellites for the internet-based or the space-based internet network.
Oh, wow.
And he tweeted that if the technology works, that Skylink will be providing internet to people on this planet who do not have internet. They would be prioritized.
Right.
And that, so that, if you can imagine giving the most impoverished people on this planet access to the world's information through the internet, and from a satellite, so they just need a device.
Yeah.
So,
right.
It could be pretty revolutionary. So that's launching tonight. Hopefully, it doesn't explode. But if it does, it would look cool at least.
11:17 ね今夜。はい。
Unless it gets delayed.
で、文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad からチェックできますので試してみてください。バイリンガルニュース公式アプリ。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもやっていますので、ぜひお試しください。もうすでに購読してくれている人ありがとうございます。Twitter、Facebook、Instagram もやっているのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
バイ
バイ。